Synagogue Massacre has gone on trial before a jury that could decide whether he will face the death penalty in one of the nation's deadliest anti-Semitic attacks. The federal trial of Robert Bowers comes 4.5 years after the shooting deaths of 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 143 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 25. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is the unofficial start of summertime, and we've got some warmer days ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. That's actually normal. Good bit of sunshine. Still not too bad on the humidity. Nothing crazy. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, upper 80s. Can't rule out a stray random pop-up afternoon or evening storm on the last day of May. More scattered hit-or-miss storms on Thursday and Friday with mid to upper 80s, and not much change Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia rain or shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Saab. Montgomery police are investigating the murder of 22-year-old Rondarius McQueen. Police say the shooting happened on Fulmer Parkway. No arrests have been made so far. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery firefighters are still looking into what started a fire that left a man injured. The fire happened just before 4 o'clock Sunday morning in the 5500 block of Carriage Brook Road, which is just off Vaughn Road. A 41-year-old man on the first floor of a townhouse was burned and taken to an emergency room for treatment. His name has not been released. Firefighters were able to evacuate the adjacent home. In national news, 9 people were shot yesterday on a busy Hollywood Beach, Florida boardwalk. It happened after an argument resulted in gunfire. So far, no one has died. One person is in custody and another is at large. And those are your news headlines. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Proudful Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Fox Wednesday, the auditions continue.
MasterChef United Tastes of America.
As gifted home cooks try to prove their region is the best.
Tonight, the Midwest.
Then, if you thought Gordon the chef was tough to please, try Gordon the CEO.
Succeeding in business is not easy.
Can these food entrepreneurs persuade him to partner with them?
I want to be national.
The new hit competition, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars.
Wednesday on Fox 20.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
As pretty much everybody predicted, Kevin McCarthy surrendered. The speaker chose Memorial Day Sunday when voters are maximally distracted honoring our veterans and enjoying time with their family and friends in the real world to announce he did exactly what we all knew he would do. He folded on the debt ceiling.
Welcome back. And fold he did. What's that phrase, fold like a cheap suit?
That's it, man.
Old sweater. Good old cheap suit McCarthy. That's Kevin McCarthy.
Sad. He put up such a good fight. Remember when he was trying to be a leader?
Well, and now he's speaking live again to a press pool with perfectly knotted tie. Actually, that is a nice look. Not a bad look,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I mean, for a loser.
No, I'm just saying, if I'm having to just judge him on his clothes, he dresses well, but he's not a negotiator. Though, no. I guess he didn't have the leverage in the first place.
Come out to eat humble pie and ask for forgiveness. I did all I could do.
In a second, I'm going to keep going here with the, that was Peter St. Ange we just opened this segment up with. He breaks down how is the word I just used, bad the surrender and the caving, the folding was. But here's Kevin McCarthy on Fox News. I'm playing just a portion of it. Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream. Is Shannon single?
I don't think so.
Dadgummit.
I don't think so.
Let's listen in.
Trust you've gotten, but let's dive in. Because you got a deal, and now you got to sell it to members. So let's talk a little bit more about some of those who are upset. Congressman Dan Bishop, Chad talked about him. He tweeted this after the call you had with the group last night. Heard the call. Rhinos congratulating McCarthy for getting almost Zippo in exchange for $4 trillion debt ceiling hike was enough to make you. And he used the vomit emoji. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's so bad they won't give a figure for the debt ceiling hike, only that it's suspended till first quarter of 2025. Our bill was a year less. Your reaction? He's probably a no vote.
Well, that's okay, because more than 95% of all those in the conference were very excited. But think about this. We finally were able to cut spending.
Okay, I'm going to pause it here. Finally, we're able to cut spending. You know, one of my favorite people out there in the political punditry world?
Yeah.
Even if I don't think you can call him a pundit. He's more just a... Well, he's kind of a prankster. He's kind of up to something. But no, I'm talking about author Michael Malice. He's this line that's gone viral that conservatism is progressivism driving the speed limit.
I like that.
Conservatism is progressivism driving the speed limit. So just keep that in mind, that conservatives are really just progressives driving the speed limit as you listen to Kevin McCarthy here.
First Congress to vote for cutting spending year over year. So you cut that back. Mm-hmm. You fully fund the veterans. You fully fund defense. But you take that non-defense spending all the way back lower than 22 levels. Now you get work requirement for TANF and SNAP, where the Democrats said that was a red line. Now you're able to reform NEPA. How frustrating we are.
NEPA! It was so frustrating. Wait, have you fixed the process, though, Kevin?
It's been 40 years since you could streamline it. To build a road in America takes you 7 years of review. We now limit that where it's focused, where you can only review it for 1 to 2 years.
Are you getting excited, Eddie? He's making his case.
No.
NEPRA. Now you can build a road in 1 to 2 years.
We're going to get America working again.
Yeah.
We get the process working again, where we always have these omnibuses at the end of the year.
Did you fix the process?
We now penalize the Congress if they don't get their jobs done. There is so much in this that's positive, and measure it to all the other debt ceilings.
Uh-huh.
When Republicans had the presidency, the Senate, and the House, did they ever cut spending? No, they increased it. We were able to do this when the president said he wasn't even going to talk to us. This is really a step in the right direction. It puts us a trajectory that's different. We put a statutory cap on only spending 1% for the next 6 years. So we let government grow, but at a slower rate.
We let government grow, but we're just driving at the speed limit. Wow. That last line. We let government grow, but just, you know.
Percent for the next 6 years. So we let government grow, but at a slower rate.
You ever heard the phrase, don't pee on my leg and try to tell me that
it's raining?
Yeah. That's it right there. That is exactly it right there.
Now, here is Peter St. Ange really getting into Kevin McCarthy better than I ever could.
Thing is, this was not a normal surrender, like you fought hard but just couldn't pull it off. No, this was a complete and total surrender, the kind where you look around for extra things to give the Vikings as they carry off your children. Maybe you bake them a pie for the long trip back to Norway. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, Kevin got roughly nothing in return for at least $4 trillion in new debt. Possibly much more debt, since Kevin very helpfully suspended the debt ceiling until, get this, after the 2024 election. Now, given how fast Biden's handlers run through trillions, they will gobble that right up, at which point it is a straight shot to a national debt of $40 trillion. Last week, I kept predicting that McCarthy would slow the runaway train from 80 miles an hour to 79.8 while quietly greenlighting it to go back up to 90. In fact, he didn't slow it at all. He just greenlighted it to 100. In gory detail, non-military discretionary spending, which is roughly a third of the $6 trillion budget, that's one-ninth.
Yeah, again, non-discretionary military spending. Like, as soon as they start adding these qualifiers, like, Joey and Eddie are the number one talk radio show amongst moms.
Just ask my mom.
Just ask his mom.
Right, because that's the only one they asked.
Yeah, like, it's just, okay, now, okay, so all non-military discretionary spending. What's a third of a third? I don't even know. It's not enough to actually do anything serious. Oh, look, we now people have to actually get work requirements fulfilled before they get welfare. They have to do it until they're like 53 now. Not their cutoff's not 49 anymore. Just really
trying to dazzle you with the BS, but I'm telling you, he's peeing on your leg, buddy.
filling up
your boot
of the budget. They were messing around with, acting like this was serious. Keep going, Peter.
Is, quote, flat for a single year and gets an alleged 1% cap for another year. Both of which will, going by past form, be gamed into oblivion by emergency bills adjustments and exemptions.
Yep.
Military spending naturally got a 3% boost to $886 billion. So no foreign country is left behind. I had predicted the GOP would beg for shiny crumbs to distract the voters back home who actually expected them to do something, and they delivered by gum with two crumbs. First was a tiny cut to the IRS, which had just gotten $80 billion to audit the middle class. Note that just 2% of audits are actually on people who make over $1 million. The other 98% are for us.
Yep.
Based Congressman Dan Bishop summed it up as, quote, there will be 85,260 more IRS agents rather than 87,000 to eat you alive.
Yeah, what a great deal. And then Kevin McCarthy was a straight face. He was on there with Shannon Bream for 13 minutes. That's why I could only play about a minute of it. Because it's like, no, you're a weenie. That's what I would say to him. Kevin, you're a weenie. Or as my Pop Warner football coach said, you're a bunch of namby-pambies.
So now when we think about electing folks, now I can't only just think what kind of backbone they have. I got to wonder what kind of negotiator they are. Do they just lay down? Because that's all he did was just lay down, Joey.
Yeah, it's one thing, as Peter St. Ange said at the beginning of this clip, to fight your damnedest. To lay it all out there. Right. And if you lose, you lose. All right.
You left it out on the field.
But you left it out there on the field.
Right.
Good job. But that's not what Kevin did.
No.
It's not what he did whatsoever. But let's keep going.
Big win. The second crumb, which Kevin was so proud of, it dominated his surrender tweet, raised food stamp work requirements from age 49, where they've been for years, to age 54.
54.
Kevin trumpeted this as, quote, the most consequential work requirements in a generation, which begs the question, what the heck have Republicans been doing for a generation? By the way, I did browse the comments of Kevin's surrender tweet, and out of 50 comments, 100% were negative. That is an astounding level of failure. And 11% of Americans believe in Bigfoot. 38% believe that the dollar is backed by gold or oil. Yes, that is why I make these videos. 4% of Americans believe Elvis is alive. He would be 88 and still rocking. But 0% of Kevin McCarthy's Twitter followers, all Republicans going by the tone, think this was a good deal. In the Washington Uniparty, establishment Democrats and Republicans know their place. Defend the elite, crush the people. They will be toasting this one at the country club while voters wondered why they bothered. Okay, we'll be watching.
It's just, you can't have nothing, folks. I knew it was going to be theater. We've been saying that the whole time here. This is just theater. They're not serious whatsoever. But I still allow for a little glimmer of hope that they might get serious.
Yeah.
But no, this is worse than I imagined. This is like total surrender. The fact that they suspended it, too.
Right.
Now let's go to the desk of Thomas Massey to put some more meat on the bones here. Congressman Thomas Massey, one of the first people in Congress to endorse Ron DeSantis, which gets my attention. And of course, DeSantis was hammering this so-called deal.
Good comments, did he not?
Yeah, we've got that clip upcoming. But here's Thomas Massey. He says, roadmap thread, Eddie. There are at least five things Congress calls quote-unquote spending. So five things Congress calls spending. Number one, budgets from the budget committee, which makes sense. Okay. You spend money and your budget is your plan.
Gotcha.
Number two thing that Congress calls spending, authorizations to spend money from various committees.
You have to have permission.
Number three, appropriations from the appropriations committees.
Oh boy, here we go.
Number four, entitlements / non-discretionary spending by law. That's the fourth thing they call spending up there. And number five, they call the debt limit spending. So Massey goes on. He says, with the budget, it's an aspirational guideline that typically covers 10 years. It's reported from the House Budget Committee. Years 2 through 10 are routinely ignored. It considers discretionary and non-discretionary spending. Ironically, it's not very relevant to congressional spending, the budget from the Budget Committee. So don't even look at that. That's just sort of an aspirational.
Then why do we have this guy in? He obviously... this is where I get ticked, Joey. They have a job to do. We're letting them do their job or not forcing them to do their job.
So re-electing him. Massey gives an example of an authorization now.
Oh, boy.
It would be a science committee authorizes $5 billion per year for 6 years to be spent at NASA. This makes it legal for Congress to spend up to that amount of money. Surprisingly, many government departments are not authorized and operate on waivers. So the budget committee is just, it's full of crap, doesn't have that much effect on spending. And even the authorization from all the other committees doesn't seem to have that much of an effect on spending. How about appropriations? This is where most of the action is, writes Thomas Massey. Don't like something? Don't fund it. Congress is supposed to pass 12 separate appropriations bills, but most often devolve into passing an omnibus or continuing resolution, like we saw last time. These bills are due October the 1st, and if not passed, the government shuts down. Then there's non-discretionary spending. These are government programs like Social Security and Medicare that are not affected by annual appropriations bills. They do not stop during a government shutdown. Historically, they constitute about 3/4 of government spending, and they're rarely modified. So when you're talking about 30-something trillion dollars in debt and we're cutting things, they're not touching 3/4 of the damn budget. It's actually more than that. They're not touching 8/9 of the budget in this latest deal. They're negotiating over 1/9 of the budget, $6 trillion.
Well, there you go. Makes it feel like they're doing something.
Now, they also call, of course, the debt limit spending. When the prior statutory debt limit is reached, Congress, in order to keep spending money it doesn't have, typically authorizes debt to be incurred, for which Americans will be liable. The debt limit can be raised a certain amount or suspended for a certain time. McCarthy and team working with Biden and the Democrats have opted to suspend. Now, Thomas Massey writes, if you've followed my thread to this point, you now understand more about the ways in which Congress spends money than I did when I first got elected. Unfortunately, the mainstream media and my colleagues frequently conflate these different methods Congress uses to spend money. In order to simplify, I've left out some details of the process, and in doing so, I've opened myself up to valid critiques. But I hope at this point to have established a framework for now conveying my message. And here's the message, Eddie. Conditioning an increase in the debt limit upon opaquely negotiated concessions from the president is one way to get things done, but we can and should control spending more transparently and precisely using congressional tools such as upcoming appropriations bills. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Thomas Massey, I consider one of the good guys up there, but it's just miserable what's going on up there in D.C. But I guess this is what the people are voting for, right?
I don't think they realize that's what they're voting for, but yes, that's what they're voting for. That's what they're getting.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And there at River Region Contracting, Todd Clark and his team, well, they can help you with that roof of yours, whether it's asphalt or a metal roof. Your roof looked good, man.
I like your
place. It's a good place.
Appreciate it. Worked hard.
And I can see why you brought him out there. Like, you want to keep that property up.
Well, you see how tall that roof was? You see why I didn't?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to climb up there. And I see, by the way, after being on that deck, I'm like, okay, I see why he's waited. We'll talk about that some other day. But there at River Region Contracting, Eddie's had work done. Jack Campbell had a new asphalt roof put on.
Oh, we've had so many clients that they've actually helped with insurance. And, you know, we'll have a deal go through. Somebody wants a new roof, and they negotiated a new roof. Todd Clark and then put it on every time.
And it could be you need a new roof, could be you just need some patchwork done, little repairs, or it could be you just need peace of mind. You just need the roof inspected so you make sure there are no problems. Well, here's the good news. Their inspections and estimates there at River Region Contracting are free, always free, and their team of insurance specialists. So if they do find a problem with your roof that your insurance company might pay for, they can walk you through that claims process and make it an easy and swift experience. So check them out today. You can always call Todd Clark and his team there at River Region Contracting at 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. More News and Views when we come back. We'll have Ole Miss and others at 272-9228.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Introducing the all-new Toyota Montgomery. Our new owners and management are excited to be a part of this amazing community, where our brand new dealership is all about you. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at ToyotaMontgomery.com. Shop our huge selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. But it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota at Toyota of Montgomery. Shop online at ToyotaMontgomery.com and come see the all-new Toyota of Montgomery today.
Did you know that over 12 times a day, someone in Autauga County calls 911 to report a medical or fire emergency? Volunteer first responders are saving lives and property, and you can be part of their team.
Volunteering as a first responder is really about making a difference where it's needed most, and Autauga County needs you now more than ever. Are you ready to answer the call?
To begin your journey, you can find any of the agencies of the Autauga County Firefighters Association on Facebook or visit MakeMeAFirefighter.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. Name that tune, Eddie. Just off this part. It's about to give it away.
Ramble on. Sorry.
Ding, yeah. Ding, ding. You're right.
Sorry, I got old fart brain sometimes.
Well, you nailed it. I didn't give you much time. Good job.
Although, when you were doing it with Sky a couple weeks ago, maybe only 50% was I getting. Okay. I knew him, but I just couldn't get him out. So, Sky's really good at that.
Yes, he is. Before we go to Ole Miss, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. So, men, you need to listen up.
Definitely.
Isn't JR, we got a call from...
That's right.
Last week, he said he's going home from Montgomery Men's Health, going to see Pearl.
Yeah, going home a happy man.
Now, I don't know how real that call was, but I'll take him at his word because sure. There are a lot of men who are realizing, hey, Montgomery Men's Health can make me better in a lot of ways. Could be you're going to the gym but not seeing much gain despite all the work you're putting in. Could be you're never in the mood. Like, no libido to speak of, and your girlfriend, your wife's very attractive.
Could
but
be.
Yeah, you think it's your problem, really, at the end of the day. Could be you're just tired, run down, sluggish, lacking just motivation, and not having the physical energy either. It could be low testosterone. So to deal with this, just go by Montgomery Men's Health, make an appointment, and get your numbers tested. Get your blood drawn, essentially.
It's about 45 minutes with that?
And if you do have low T, low testosterone, they have treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change your life. Most men, after these treatments, they have plenty of options, like what type of treatment, depends on where you are in life, what your budget is. But after these treatments, most men experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns. You might even notice an increased sex drive.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Joey.
Indeed. So call up Montgomery Men's Health today. Again, make an appointment at 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here. News and Views Afternoon. Oh, that Jeroen van der Sloot?
Yeah.
Guy killed, is it Natalie Holloway?
Yep.
That was like my senior year in high school. He's going to be extradited to the United States. Good.
Yeah.
About time.
You know, one of the things I think the reason he's being extradited, he basically told the mother, I'll take you to the body if you send me $250,000. So she sent him some money, and of course, that never happened. Right. So when he gets here, I hope he has a welcome party at the prison.
Let's go to Ole Miss. Hey, Ole Miss.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing, Ole Miss?
Oh, pretty good. I was listening earlier. Am I mistaken, or did I hear y'all say that the free choice school was either never voted on or not passed? Or
yeah, the Price Act is dead on the vine.
Yep.
All right. Now, I called and I got in touch with y'all for one of the Republicans, and the other one I couldn't get through, but I asked them point blank. Paul Hubbard ran Alabama as long as he was alive, and every governor had to come kiss his ring, and it ain't changed in 30 years. And they were like, oh, but it has we this, just full of garbage. And I told them I was going to call to ask him, once they lost and it was not approved, to come back on your radio station and give what excuse they have is why they were telling lies to everybody that they were campaigning to, because they knew it was a lie when they said that something was going to change. And it's never going to change as long as AEA, I mean, look at the record. Schools are crap. Graduation is in the pool, cesspool. I mean, if they don't do anything for State of Alabama but suck the money dry and become rich. Now, if you're a teacher and you're listening to this and you work for State of Alabama, think about the kids that you've been getting wealthy off of and how much you've been letting them down. I mean, am I mistaken?
No, you're not mistaken. What drives me nuts, too, is they use the tactic of, it'd be one thing on this if they actually brought it to the damn Senate or House floor, had an up or down vote on it, and if it lost, it lost. But what they did is they kept moving this bill around all these different committees in the Senate to where it never even made it to the floor to be voted on.
And they do that so they can all say, well, it wasn't voted on. You can't blame me.
Yep. Right. I would have voted for it. Sure, you would have.
Possible deniability.
It's a scam. And Alabama, I've lived here 30 years. They're so stupid that they haven't figured it out in 30 years. AEA don't give a crap about the kids. All they want is the money. And so long as AEA's got a death hole choke on our state government and basically the state itself, our kids are going to suffer. And nobody cares.
I agree.
All these politicians just want to get in and will say what they want. And I want to see if y'all can call them back in and ask what kind of excuse they have for not even voting on it. Can y'all do that? I mean, they're going to tell you no because they don't want to answer the question.
Right.
But can you ask them and then get back with us on the radio and tell us what excuse they came up with?
Yeah, sure, but I'm going to have, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth on Thursday. I think it's the last day of the session. I'll be asking him point blank on a lot of these things.
All right, that's Thursday, right? I'll make sure I'm near the radio.
1 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay, thank you so much.
Appreciate See you, bud.
Yeah, we'll only have him for a segment because they're going to be in session, but he made a promise that he'll step off the floor, the Senate floor, and call into the program. And I'm not trying to tear down Will Ainsworth, but given his premier position there up on Goat Hill, I'll be asking that pretty straightforward stuff. The Price Act, then you get other ones like this divisive concepts bill that would have banned a lot of DEI stuff, would have banned a lot of the critical race theory stuff. Here's the exact way the legislation would have worked. It would have prohibited certain public entities, including state agencies, local boards of education, and public institutions of higher education, from promoting or endorsing or requiring affirmation of certain divisive concepts relating to race, sex, or religion. The bill would prohibit certain public entities from conditioning enrollment or attendance in certain classes or training based on race or color. It would also authorize certain public entities to discipline or terminate employees or contractors who violate the bill's provisions. Despite having identical bills in the House and Senate, Eddie, that both passed their respective committees, neither made it to a legislative body for a vote.
Shocking, Joey.
Really?
That's a way to avoid responsibility.
Oh, and look, the state health officer bill.
Yeah, I thought we had a great discussion on that the other day.
But that was killed because State Senator Bobby Singleton from Greensboro, Alabama, he filibustered it.
Oh, I wonder if he's getting paid.
No, I think he got some, like, local amendment having to do with gambling from his part of the state. So he got, and I think the Senate voted on it unanimously. The House will have to decide whether or not to vote
on
this thing.
That helps all Alabamians right there. I hope he's proud. All Alabamians should stand up and thank this guy, Bobby Singleton.
Yeah.
Schmuck. I'm sick of all of them. They're not doing nothing for you or I. We know that. And to sit in here and think that one day they're going to change is, well, it's just peeing on your leg and telling you that it's raining.
And I guess they're not going to add drag shows to the list of obscene material in current state law that would prohibit minors from being at a drag show. Because what if the kids want to watch a Tyler Perry movie? Good God, we've gotten stupid. 272-9228 is part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. Now, talk about folks who ain't stupid. These folks are highly skilled. They know their stuff when it comes to the electronics they work on. And Jonathan Strange there at XI Repair only hires the best.
That's right.
Greg, I've worked with the most. Who's the lady?
Kia. Who helps me out every time I come in there.
She's great, too.
She starts grinning because she knows here comes Eddie and he's got a stupid question for me.
Oh, I wonder if he's got an old phone that was in pasture for a year this time. What does this big goof have in here today? But they can, of course, even work on phones that have been lost for a year.
That's right.
Phones with water damage, maybe you have a cracked screen, broken screen, and some manner, maybe a port not working or battery not holding a charge. Could be your phone just needs to be cleaned. They can do all that there at XI Repair.
I remember the other day he was telling us about all kinds of iPhone specials he had going on, Joey.
Especially older models that are refurbished to be essentially brand new.
Right.
But a lot less than, say, the new iPhone 14.
Heck yeah.
But still great devices. And they can do data recovery. They've had a lot of those coming in lately. They can work on gaming consoles. They can do it all there at XI Repair. So check them out today. You can always go to xirepair.com, the letter X, the letter I, repair.com. You can even start a job online and get an immediate quote.
That's convenient.
Or you can always call them at 777-1234. Again, that number for XI Repair, 777-1234. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Yep, close but no cigar there on many of the pieces of legislation moving their way through. They are going to have to vote, I believe, on this partial grocery tax cut. Emphasis on partial.
Partial, yeah.
And there are a few other things they're going to have to get done here in the last couple days, so we'll be keeping an eye on Goat Hill. Honestly, it's not... Again, not the worst stuff in the world, but you would expect more out of a deep red so-called conservative state.
I think so.
Somebody's lying about what they believe in. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day, and we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find your feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hope for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is the unofficial start of summertime, and we've got some warmer days ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. That's actually normal. Good bit of sunshine. Still not too bad on the humidity. Nothing crazy. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, upper 80s, can't rule out a stray random pop-up afternoon or evening storm on the last day of May. More scattered hit-or-miss storms on Thursday and Friday with mid to upper 80s and not much change Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Wet Bobo with Capital Tractor. You don't buy a tractor to do just one job. You want a tractor with the power and precision to tackle a wide range of jobs. The Kubota L2501 with matching implements in stock today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Good news and views afternoon, 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. Now, of course, it's presidential political season. Mm-hmm. So that means when something happens in D.C., we got to run to the candidates.
Okay.
And Fox and Friends had on, well, Ron DeSantis. Or Rob DeSanctimonious, whichever one you want. And here's DeSantis. Let's listen. I've not watched this or listened to this yet, Eddie, so let's do that together.
All right.
So, candidate, welcome, Governor.
Good morning.
First, he needs some sunglasses.
Yeah, he's squinting already. Look, yeah. And that wasn't a... Governor! Governor, say it with your chest, Governor. Right. Let's hear this again.
Good morning. Great to have you. Let's start with the breaking news over the weekend. You have Speaker McCarthy, who said this is a deal worthy of the American people. But then Chip Roy, Congressman, bone rib conservative, he supports you. He said pretty bluntly, plus $4 trillion, no. So there's a fracture in the Republican Party. Where do you stand, Governor?
Well, prior to this deal, Kaylee, our country was careening towards bankruptcy. And after this deal, our country will still be careening towards bankruptcy. And to say you can do $4 trillion of increases in the next year and a half, I mean, that's a massive amount of spending. I think that we've gotten ourselves on a trajectory here really since March of 2020 with some of the COVID spending. It totally reset the budget, and they're sticking with that. And I think that that's just going to be totally inadequate to get us in a better spot. Look, in Florida, we run big budget surpluses. We have a $1.2 trillion economy, but our debt is only $17 billion, second lowest per capita in the country. But we make tough choices, and we make sure that we look forward to the long haul. Obviously, in Washington, D.C., they do these cycles to just get them through the next election. And that's ultimately one of the reasons why they continue to fail.
Can't agree with that.
Well, it's because the American people keep rewarding them, too.
Well, that's what we do with failures. We feel sorry for them and promote them.
Well, he's my guy. So even if he's a failure, he's always a winner. My child wouldn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, everybody else's guy sucks. My guy's great.
My goodness. But at least DeSantis is taking the line, this is not good enough, because that's the truth. Yeah. This is not good enough.
Any comment from the Trump camp at all?
From the Trump camp?
Yeah, on this. Because, you know, he's a fighter. Trump doesn't like a negotiator that doesn't like to negotiate.
Yeah, but I think Trump isn't as great on this issue. He'll say a few things that are correct on the debt, but then he wants, more spending. And more spending.
It's investing.
No cuts. Trump, it's investing, right. Right. Guess we're just going to continue to spend. 272-9228. And, of course, it's not enough that we're going to just spend more money after the suspension of the debt limit. Not just an increase, a suspension. So they're just going to run it up as much as they want, honestly, at the end of the day. But we also have folks, we just had the agreement to send the F-16s over to Ukraine. Yeah, but now you've got folks like Lindsey Graham saying that's not enough.
Right, I want to make sure that we get to where you've been in meeting with President Zelensky there.
Because he was there and, talking about all that. Hold on, let's get
endlessly
to Lindsey.
On both sides of this thing, how does it end?
Well, here's how it ends.
I want to end the war in Ukraine by defeating Putin. The counteroffensive is afoot right now. In the last 400-something days, the Ukrainians have defied every expectation. They've weakened and bloodied the Russian army inside of Ukraine. I expect major gains in the coming days and weeks. The Ukrainians have had a weapon called the Storm Shadow provided by the British that's wreaking havoc on the Russians. They need longer-range rockets called ATACMs, and they need cluster munitions to defeat the Russians. I think they can expel Russia from Ukraine. I want the war to end, but in 2014, we did a deal with Putin, giving him the Crimea. What happened? He invades to try to take the whole country. If you want to end the war in Ukraine...
What the hell is that your history?
That's his history.
Really, that's your history, Senator Graham. We made a deal to give him Crimea, and then he tries to... There was no, say... red lines being drawn 10, 20 years ago. Wasn't like the government was overthrown in Kiev and Russia has a base right there in Crimea. Wasn't like there was these things called the Minsk Accords that now your French and German counterparts are,
oh yeah, we were just doing that to buy time.
Oh yes, we were doing it to buy time. German and French.
Yep.
We're just lying. So let's give them long-range missiles and now cluster munitions. Because my donors want to get richer, selling more weapons to American people that don't actually keep them frickin' safe. Let's go to Crawdad.
Friend, in Ukraine all tell me the war in Odessa are making many, many more of these drones.
Oh, nice. In Odessa. Okay.
Yeah. No, I wanted to ask you seriously, Joey. There was an ad running on the Trump side of things about, against DeSantis, about taxing us to pieces, and I wanted your take on that, because I don't trust anything I hear in the news blip.
The one Super PAC ad I saw was, it almost like was a cartoonish version, like a big head version of DeSantis, saying he wanted to raise the national sales tax to 27%. It's like, no, because DeSantis for a second supported the fair tax, which is you get rid of all taxes, and you replace it with a national sales tax, and people under a certain income get a rebate.
Well, that would make some sense.
Can't believe anything you see on TV. It doesn't, you know, you got to dig. You got to dig down. And that bothered me when I saw that, because that's dirty pool. It's not nice to play dirty pool.
No, and Trump is actually attacking DeSantis from the left. Like, you know, the budget deal, Paul Ryan, man, the speakers we've had for the Republicans, they're what winners. But that deal that wouldn't balance until 2044, and the Democrats said Paul Ryan was throwing Granny off a cliff.
Right.
Trump has used that same deal, because I believe DeSantis was in Congress, part of, he founded the Freedom Caucus, helped found it. And yeah, he supported Speaker Ryan at the time. But Trump is saying that's going too far. They're stealing your Social Security and your Medicare.
Man, you do
it's like,
today.
We're surrounded by a-hole liars.
Yes.
I'm sorry, all of you. I don't care if you're left-wing or right-wing. We're just surrounded by a-hole liars. They're not here to serve you. They're not here to help you. They're here to rip you off to a certain extent to where you want to actually go to D.C. with pitchforks.
You remember when Ross Perot used to say that the big sucking sound coming because of that.
That's right. It's your job going south.
I think the big sucking sound is the hole in D.C.,
it's my money heading that way.
Yeah, and the person who's sitting there with his finger in the hole is Uncle Joe.
Well, for a second, I thought the sucking sound was Joe with his tapioca pudding.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, use the spoon, Mr. President. Use a spoon.
Is it pudding time? Thank you, Joey. I'm glad you set me straight on that. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing, and I'm sad to see that they went that route telling stories. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Better get used to it.
It's what's coming.
Thanks, Joey.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it,
Eddie.
See you, Crawdaddy.
272-9228. Is there a way we could just start over and not have any of them?
Well, unfortunately, Joey, we're not finding a whole lot of new lands to start places on. But we can go with that Mars. You know, Mars?
Oh, yeah. Does Elon have extra seats, maybe? Maybe Jeff Bezos has some on his big rocket that looks like a penis?
I think we got a better chance with Bezos. I think we can pull a fast one on him.
I think we fit better with that rocket anyway. Just look at those two.
I kind of feel that way, too.
Is that Richard and Richard? 272-9228. As part of the program, in fact, this entire hour has been brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon. They can help you with whether you're looking to buy a home, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. It can be from pre-approval all the way to closing day. They're going to help you every step of the way. What do you got, Eddie? Like appraisals, inspections?
There you go.
Got different negotiating. Got
negotiation times, repairs that have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But the nicest thing about Alabama Home Loans, one of my favorites, is because I can call them up whenever I get to a stopping point. Or I'm like, okay, they just threw something out there. I don't know.
Right.
I can call Madeline or Kim and say, hey, can you fish your prices down for me?
Right.
And they certainly can each and every time.
And they've earned their reputation there with folks like Eddie, but so many other folks here in the area. So when you're looking to buy, you don't want any surprises there on closing day. You don't want to get turned down because you didn't get pre-approved initially. And then, of course, Alabama Home Mortgage can also help you with a refinance deal. A lot of people doing this because they're stuck under mountains of debt. It's especially bad is that credit card debt with those 25, 30% annual percentage rates on that interest rate. So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. Whether you're looking to refinance and get yourself on a sounder financial footing, or you're looking to buy, they can help you. Call Kim and Madeline at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies.
Huge difference, Joey.
Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views after this.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon.
Oh, it's so nice to be
272-9228 if you want to get in on a... Well, I,
and it's so nice.
What?
Is it David Cassidy?
No.
Dang it.
I think the group's called Gallery.
I'm just thinking of David Cassidy. Partridge Family.
I know David Cassidy
is. Well, you give me that look.
I grew up with VH1 and MTV back when they actually still did music stuff.
I got you.
I missed that, by the way.
That was the good times, man.
I know. Music videos all day, countdown list. Like, do you remember this teenage heartthrob?
Let me ask you, how many times
did
you...
And they called it puppy love.
Did you rush home to watch TRL, Joey?
Actually, I did for a second. Carson Daly. It's like, oh, wait, there's a new Christina Aguilera album out. Hey, and this time Britney Spears is out with another album. This time she looks slutty. Wait, which album is? But it worked out for her.
It did.
That teenage stardom.
Oh, really? It worked out very well for her.
Are we getting the crash course as Americans that conservatorships might actually have their place in society? My God. God bless Britney Spears. Seriously, bless her heart, good Lord. That woman needs it. But I do miss the days where you could actually enjoy, you know, music on music television stations, not as just kind of an afterthought as you're watching the latest reality show.
We got to bring that back.
272-9228. Jeff Sessions was actually in town not long ago and spoke in front of the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty.
Okay.
Very conservative legal outfit there. And he talked about, well, his time with Trump. And he, of course, said how much he was thankful for the people of Alabama and how when he decided to run for the first time, he really just did get lucky. The winds were heading in the right direction.
Okay.
No, talking about when he first ran for Attorney General of the great state of Alabama, and then U.S. Senator, and was there for so long. And he was, of course, Jeff Sessions was the first United States Senator to endorse Trump. Here's what he said to the Long Liberty Group earlier this month. Quote, "I was nervous about endorsing Trump," Sessions said, "and I thought he was the only one that could win. And I thought he would do what he said he was, and he exceeded my expectations in that. Even though we had a disagreement," says United States, former United States Senator, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, "there wasn't any question that the Attorney General of the United States, who is supposed to run the whole Justice Department, could violate plain requirements of recusal himself. I can ask anybody else in the department to follow the rules. If the boss doesn't follow the rule, then the whole world is looking at it. No way to hide it. I had to recuse myself, so I recused myself. And he didn't like that. That's the way it is, but I did feel like I wanted him to be successful." Then why did you recuse yourself right after the hit job by the Washington Post?
Right.
All of a sudden, you start reading the rule book a few weeks in, or it took the Washington Post saying, well, Sessions met with Kislyak. I guess he really believes it, and that's his story. He's sticking to it. But he thinks Trump, Sessions, at the end of the day, thinks Trump actually did a lot of good things. And you know what? That's right. Really, at the end of the day, no hard feelings is the message. There's no justice necessarily in politics. Wait, I thought that was the whole point. Thought the laws were supposed to be all about justice. But, well, just remember, there ain't no justice in politics. Sessions was saying that himself. Saying he's been around a while, he doesn't expect that. Well, that line kind of sums it up in total. Don't expect justice in politics. Yeah, that's right. Funnel Rider?
What I heard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing, Joey?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Hey, Eddie?
Pretty good.
I'm doing pretty well. I was trying to catch a topic that you brought up a little earlier about the pace of the Alabama legislature, and I had a question, and to see if you might have an update and possibly know a target date or time, where we are in Alabama on the medical marijuana and doctors being able to write prescriptions.
I don't know exactly. This would be out of the legislators' hands at this point. It would be all about that commission getting things stood up. A little bird told me the rumor, I don't know this for a fact, but they burn through their allocated money, their budget, pretty damn quick. And that could causing some problems. I don't know off the top of my head when they'll actually be dispensaries and doctors able to give these notes. I'll have to look into more detail.
Yeah, the last I'd heard was the same thing you did, that the funds were drying up, and I'm hoping to become a medicinal marijuana patient. I was involved in a very traumatic accident, a tornado, back in 2011, and it's supposed to be able to help in relieving pain, and that's what I'm looking for, some more options besides going with the opioids, which everyone's afraid of.
Well, that's your name, Funnel Rider. I hate that happened to you, but
it was a trip.
I bet.
Well, did your friends get to film it? They're like, this guy looked like Slim Pickens on the back of an ICBM, but he was on that ring.
That's a good analogy right there, Joey, I tell you. I was actually picked up in it.
Oof, wow.
and flew back and film. Broke my back and all that, but hey, it's really turned out to be a good thing. I've met a lot of new people, and they put me back together with a few surgeries, so I'm not complaining.
But you definitely would qualify with that pain I'm sure you're still having to manage, and it's just not surprising, though. Not even the government can sell pot effectively.
No, but there is a website. Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission's got a website out there, and it's a pretty good-looking website. So it has a ton of information on there. I don't see it off the top of my head.
What's that website, Eddie?
Let me pull it up. I just went to Google and typed in Alabama Medical Marijuana, and that came up.
Okay.
And again, you click on it, and it's a government website. A lot of information on there.
Fantastic. fantastic. Thank you so much. That's exactly what I was looking for. I appreciate it, gentlemen. You guys have a